The title of this audio blog is Divorce Force. I love things that either have an alliterative sort of concept to it, where the first word and the last word have the same sound, or things that sort of rhyme. It works for me. Many of my blogs, either audio or the ones that I write, have that sort of concept. I probably take it to the extreme, but what are you going to do? So Divorce Force, what's it all about? I've been thinking a lot about this concept, and this idea, or this realization, you could call it. 10 years ago, I went through a breakup that absolutely devastated me. And recently, I went through a breakup that didn't. And I'm thinking, why was one so devastating and the other not? And there are many elements that we could explore that would give us the answer. Some very positive and some not so positive. But here I want to focus on one that is critical and maybe the most important element of all. And that's what I call my divorce force. So when I decided that my relationship with my ex was no longer working and decided that living apart was the best thing for both of us, and that was a mutual decision, within 2 days, both my niece and my best friend arrived in California from the East Coast to be there with me and to help me transition. My best friend Jamie loves to help other people solve problems, and immediately redesigned my apartment to make it look like me, because I stayed in the same apartment that my ex and I lived in while we were married. Not only did she redesign it within 3 short days, and on a shoestring budget, because I cannot stand spending money on things, but she named it Politico Industrial. I love putting a name to something. It elevates it. And so the design style that she created for me was Politico Industrial. Industrial type look with lots of former and famous political leaders around the world all over the walls of my apartment. My niece, who I helped raise for the first 6.5 years or 7 years of her life, and then she has been such an important part of my life ever since, her role was quite different. I always say this to people that there are very few people I would want to live with. And in fact, even though I was incredibly close to both my mother and my grandmother, who have passed away a long time ago, both of them, if you told me that I could bring them back to life, but they would have to live with me, I probably would say, let them stay in heaven, because that would be too difficult for me. But there's really one person in this world who I would have no problem having to live with, and that's my niece. We are incredibly close. She is just an extreme light in my life. They played very different roles, but they were critical at a junction in my life that could have gone either way. After they left, I felt buoyed. I felt like there was going to be all kinds of possibilities in my life. And recently, I took a trek across the country to spend a little time with my family before I decide where I'm going to settle down. And of course, my best friend Jamie decided that she wanted to take the trek with me. We actually called it the quest, from the West Coast to the East Coast. It took several days to get across the country because I have a dog that is, I guess you could call him special needs. People might use a word like retarded, which is not an appropriate word to describe anything in the 21st century, but I feel like for a canine, I can still use that word, although I would never use it for a Homo sapien. And he has special needs, and he can't go on a plane, and everything scares him except a car. He thinks of my car as an extension of his living room. It's sort of a mobile living room for Sammy, that's his name. And so the only way to get Sammy across the country as I explore what it would be like to live in a house, it required help. Couldn't do it alone. There's just no way I could have crossed the country alone with Sammy without probably killing myself and killing him. Figuratively speaking, I'm only joking. But Jamie, of course, volunteered wholeheartedly, enthusiastically, and came across the country with me. And when we arrived, who was there to greet us but my niece, Tess? My divorce force was there at the beginning and the end for me. My divorce is almost finalized. Frankly, it was done with very little drama. I had fantastic lawyers and lots of support. Why? Because I told people about it. Because I screamed from the rafters, "Look, I'm going through a difficult time and I need help." I didn't pretend things were going to be easy. I didn't pretend that everything was okay, because it wasn't okay. And I didn't need 500 people to support me. I needed my best friend, my niece, my nephew, my sister, my brother-in-law, and a few other close friends to absolutely be there for me. There were lots of other people who reached out, and I definitely gained support from them. But this is the mistake that I think so many people make, especially if you're obsessed with Facebook. We think that we have to have so many friends in order to get through life effectively, but we don't. We just need to invest in a few. And remember, it can't just be a one-way street. We have to also give back when they go through difficult times. Now, you could say that I gave my niece so much of my attention for the first 6 years of her life that this is just simply a return on my investment. But constantly, I am helping her with situations that she has, and most definitely the same is true with my best friend, Jamie. The message here is you have to build a team for yourself, but the team does not have to be as deep as people think. It just has to be with people who absolutely will go to bat for you. And I have that in my life right now. It hasn't always been true, and I take full responsibility for the times it hasn't been true, because I thought that I could solve problems by myself, that I could do it alone, that I had the strength and the resolve to solve it. And that is often not the case. And I would argue it's folly to think that you can solve complex issues like a breakup, like a divorce, like losing a job or something else that could be going on in your life, the death of a loved one, trying to handle it all by yourself, trying to pretend that you feel well is not an effective strategy. And I highly recommend, whether it's a divorce or some other difficult time, that you create some kind of force. And the force means building a team of people who you trust, a team of people who will be there for you no matter what. And I just want to say thank you to my divorce force, all of them, not only the people that I've mentioned, but all people that I haven't mentioned who were there for me, who checked in with me, who asked if there was something that they could do for me. The answer was yes, many times. And I decided that that was the best way to get through a difficult time and the best way not to feel as devastated as I felt in the past when relationships ended. And yeah, now I'm a single man. Watch out, world. Thank you for listening. This is the first time I've ever done an audio blog without a written text to support it, except for the abstract that I'll include at the top of the blog. I hope you like it. I hope you enjoyed listening to my kooky way of speaking, and I'll try more of these in the future. It's an experiment. Anyone listening who's a client of mine, who's been a client, knows I love an experiment, and that's exactly what this is. Thank you.